Hey everybody, my name is Jarrett, and this is my podcast.
Hey everybody, this is my podcast, this is my podcast, this is my podcast. Hey everybody, this is my podcast, this is my podcast, so suck it.
It's freaking 2012. I mean, it just blows my mind. Time blows my mind, you know? Like, I mean, Bowling for Soup started in 1994, which... I mean, seems like yesterday to me. Like, and that, see, now I talk like an old person, you know? Like, that's what happens with time. You just start talking like an old guy. Hey, I'm an old guy now. This is great. So, a few weeks ago, one of my other bandmates, that's where I have like all of these, it's like I'm a swinger. You know, like, and not like the kind of swinger, like in the movie Swingers. I mean, like the kind of swingers like that happen in Florida, you know, I don't know if you even know about that. search Florida swingers on the internet. If you're above 18 and prepare to have your mind blown, and watch somebody get blown, multiple times by multiple chicks. Anyway, Ryan Hamilton of the band Smile Smile, and also who is also in my other band, People on Vacation, and I sat down to do a podcast a few weeks ago, pre-Christmas, and things got weird. It was just nutty, and I think eventually I will play parts of it, but like there were bits where it got super serious and kind of sad and stuff. And, you know, I don't know what the deal was. And we were drinking a bunch. And I don't know. For some reason, I really like to drink. And I like to get to a point where I'm feeling good. But then when I hear myself back recorded and I'm slurring my words, I get a little embarrassed. You know, like, man, I have zero control over my verbiage. So anyway, both of us just decided maybe that one wasn't the best one, and it sucks because, you know, we were kind of wishing everybody a happy Christmas and talking about all the Christmas stuff that we had going on and all that. And I talked a little bit about the Bowling for Soup Christmas album and that. But anyway, regardless, that podcast is it's dead to me. You hear me? Dead to me. But it's 2012. 2011 was an absolutely amazing year, and insanely busy musically, for me and all of my projects. And so, just I thought maybe we could start with a little bit of a recap of everything that went down in 2011. Bowling for Soup finished and released our 11th studio album in April of last year, which would start kind of this snowball of just music coming from all different directions. And Fishing for Woos to me is an amazing achievement because we did it all on our own. And, you know, restarted our own little label and went out and made a couple of videos and did you know, release a couple of singles and that, and you know, that feels good, but you know, in doing that and realizing, hey, this is a different world now, you know, we can just release music at our leisure, man, we opened the floodgates, and so we went a little nuts. I went a little nuts. And there's a ton of music out there. So Fishing for Woos came out, released Sissa Saturday as the first single, and then the song Turbulence, and both of those songs have videos. And my little video company that has done MC Lars videos and Palmdale videos and stuff in the past did the video for Turbulence, and I think it came out amazing. If you don't have that album, it's available on CD through our website. And then obviously on iTunes. We also released it on vinyl. Did we release? I think we did, actually. Yeah, we released it on vinyl. And we have like a final bonus track, 7-inch, and it's available on iTunes and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah, just, you know, I don't even know what I'm talking about. The next thing I did, actually, I think I did this before, but I don't, these may be out of order, basically, is the thing, I did this thing for FC Dallas, the soccer team here in Dallas. I did a little theme song for them for their Dallas Till I Die thing. Now, the first one I did, I thought was really cool. It was kind of poppy and whatnot, and they wanted something sounding a little bit more indie. Here's the first one I did. I did, actually, while Linus of Hollywood was visiting my house, and we did that one, and I sent it in, and they wanted something a little bit more. I mean, they were giving me, like, Muse as a reference, and I didn't, I mean, it was hard, because they wanted something somewhat anthemic. This is what they decided they liked, and it's available on iTunes if you dig it, and if you don't, just don't say anything. Sure, I channeled Muse. I'm not really sure I accomplished that. But anyway, that's again available on iTunes if you dig it. It's a good ringtone, right? Or something like that. And especially if you're from Dallas. Another thing that we did this year, we did a split 7-inch limited edition. All of them are signed with the Dolly Rots, where we cover one of their songs and they cover one of our songs. And they did High School Never Ends and we did Because I'm Awesome. And it turned out really cool. And it happened around the time that we were taking them on tour in the U.S. too. So we got to take those out and around the country, which was good. And then we re-released that digitally and we both covered another of each other's songs on acoustics. So, and that's available now everywhere, Amazon and iTunes. So go check that out. Then we released another single. The single was I've Never Done Anything Like This, which was on Fishing for Woos. This is Bowling for Soup we're talking about here. And we happened upon a couple of studio days or days off actually that turned into studio days in the Los Angeles area, and we went in, redid the bitch song, an updated version of the bitch song, and covered the song Stacy's Mom. Now, for those of you who don't know the story behind us covering Stacy's Mom, if you search Bowling for Soup Stacy's Mom, or even just Stacy's Mom. I think if you actually Google Stacy's Mom, the second thing that comes up is Stacy's Mom Bowling for Soup. And there's like all of these YouTube things, posts and stuff where people have just thought that we did that freaking song since it came out. And I guess it's timing. I guess it came out around the time 1985 was big. And, you know, we were sort of the quirky guys that were out there. Anywho, we did not write that song. Our friends Fountains of Wayne wrote and recorded it. And, but, you know, if you might as well play along is my thing. It's like, you know, we might as well, if people think we did it and they're searching and getting frustrated on iTunes for the Bowling for Soup, Stacy's Mom, we might as well give the people what they want, you know, give them what they want. And that's what we did. So, and then, like I said, redid the bitch song. So that was cool. And that was fun to be in the studio again. And we went in, we did both songs in one day, which was cool. And man, a little tired after that, but that's all right. And then this fall, we re-released three early Bowling for Soup albums. We re-released our debut album, self-titled, which we recorded in 1994, 3 months after we formed the band. Now, listen, here's the thing. Don't listen to that and think, you know, this is going to be just another thing about Bowling for Soup that I'm going to love, because that was a long time ago. That most of you guys were like 5 years old when we recorded that, or less, or not even like, or your parents were like 15. So, you know, but it to me, it's cool to go back and listen to it and be like, oh, okay, I can sort of see where they were starting to go there. And then we also re-released our second album, which was a split album with a local band here in Dallas called The Vims. And each of us have, I think, six songs on there or something like that. And you definitely start to hear where we're headed, and you start to hear where Bowling for Soup comes from a little bit more. And then we also released our fourth album, which was an EP called Tell Me When to Woe, and it's the original CD that had the bitch song on it and a few other ones that you would recognize from an earlier album called Let's Do It for Johnny, which was our first major label album. So we re-released those three, and they're all available digitally. I get asked a ton if we're gonna re-release them as physical copies, and I wouldn't think so. I mean, obviously, it's just expensive to go and produce all of that and get them to where they need to go and all of that. So, can you tell I have no agenda for this podcast? I really don't. Like, I had this huge agenda for the one Ryan and I did, and we covered all of the bases, but then we just went off somewhere weird. And, you know, I don't know, man. I'm building up hype about it now. People are going to want to hear it. I don't know that it's all it's cracked up to be. Anyway, the next thing that Bowling for Soup did was we released our second Christmas album, which was kind of an EP. Four original songs and one cover. And pretty proud of that one. You know, I think it came out great. And, you know, sitting down to write original Christmas songs is a little bit more challenging than I thought it would be, just because, you know, the topic has been covered a few times. You know, and so to do something a little bit different was a challenge, but I think it came out great. And we released that digitally on its own. It's actually available as a combo physical thing in the UK. And so just search Merry Flippin' Christmas. There's a volume one and a volume two now, and then a combo deal. But that was the year in Bowling for Soup music, which is, you know, kind of a lot. And obviously we toured a bunch as well. People on Vacation, we released our first EP, and again, the story behind the EP is it's the first six songs we wrote. Ryan and I got together to write a few songs and ended up forming this little band and having a blast doing it, and it just made sense to release these first six songs. So the idea is for us to get some more music out there ASAP. If you don't have People on Vacation, the Carry On EP, it would mean the world if you would go and get it and get one for a friend on all the digital sites, and wearepeopleonvacation.com for the physical. And one of the deluxe physical actually comes with a DVD where you hear the whole story and you get to see our pretty faces and all of that. Ryan and I also did a couple of Christmas songs. Cheer Up, It's Christmas is available digitally. And we did a song for Kirtland Records, their holiday music collection called The Light Connected. You can see that on kirtlandrecords.com or iTunes. But that song was called It Must Be Christmas. And I think out of all of the Christmas songs that I wrote, is my favorite. And maybe one of the best songs I've ever been a part of, actually. I just, there's something about that one that is really special. Then that's all the music for People on Vacation, but obviously it was a busy year for us, and lots of plans for both Bowling for Soup and People on Vacation this year. And then, which brings, People on Vacation, we actually have an ongoing contest right now where you can win a Taylor GS Mini guitar. So go to wearepeopleonvacation.com and check that out. Basically, you just, if you're on holiday or vacation or you're just somewhere that looks like you are, take some photos of you representing People on Vacation, whether it's with a shirt or with a something you make or bake. Or make and bake, and put it up on the link that we have up on our website, and you could win this guitar for free. That leads us into Gerinus. Gerinus is, I think, the things that people are most confused about, because people are like, "Are you really going to be in three freaking bands?" And yes, the answer is yes. My BFF and I, Linus Dotson, Linus of Hollywood, as he's known professionally, have been jokingly talking about doing a band for a long time, and the songs basically just sort of started writing themselves, and so we're doing it. You can hear tidbits of sort of just us having a blast if you go to soundcloud.com and search Gerinus. We're putting up a song a week right now, so that and you know, it's silly. Silly stuff. But also, if you want to learn more about us making our first album, you can go to Kickstarter.com and search Gerinus, and you can actually be a part of it. So there's some cool things. If nothing else, I mean, there's some crazy packages that cost a bunch of money, but if nothing else, just go buy the album in advance and help us get the thing made. So we can do that. All right, that's my year in review of music. That's it. That's all the stuff that I did musically last year besides tour around. I think I probably missed four or five things, because that doesn't seem like a lot. That only took 17 minutes. So, you know, but I'm looking forward to 2012. 2012 for me is going to be a busy year, but also a fun year for me. And I'm going to get to be home a little bit more, but at the same time, the travel that I do is going to be interesting and cool. We're doing Bowling for Soup leaves with the Navy in February to go out and do about 12 days of shows. We're talking about the Bowling for Soup touring calendar as we speak. And then we'll be making the Gerinus record, and People on Vacation will be releasing new music. So going to be a pretty awesome year. Pretty awesome year. All right, since I don't have a topic or anything to actually talk about today, as we segue into something else, here's DVB, the demo of DB. Damn it! Here's the DVB demo by Gerinus. Always brush your teeth after every meal. Drink a ginger ale when you're feeling kinda ill. Take your own towel when you go to the pool. Study real hard and get good grades in school. So many lessons in life swimming in your head. Don't you ever forget. So there it is. I'm not going to join any more bands this year, I don't think. But that's Gerinus, the song DVB. It's a that's a demo. Our plan is to make the album this year, like I said. So if you want to be a part of that, go to Kickstarter.com and search Gerinus, J-A-R-I-N-U-S. What else is going on? Man, you know, POV, people on vacation, not the porn, has been doing these Stage It shows, which if you haven't seen one yet, they're really cool. I mean, to me, it seems weird just talking about doing a concert on the internet and like actually expecting people to sit in front of a computer and watch. And until we started doing these and actually, you know, getting feedback from people, you know, I don't think I realized how cool, you know, it could be. And, you know, it's the freaking future, you know, it's not the future. I don't know. It might be the future. It's not the future now. Now is now, but this freaking future. But we started doing these shows on stageit.com and we're doing another one in January. If you want to check that out as well, when you go to our website, but we're doing all cover songs this time. And when you take like an indie dude and like a metal dude, I'm the metal guy and Ryan's super indie. I guess I could be considered punk rock as well at times. But, you know, I don't know. I think I'd probably lean more towards a metal guy, punk metal. I don't know. I can't, you know, I don't like labels. unless they're on drawers. I do like to label drawers in my office. I like to put like, okay, this is what's in this drawer. That way, you know, if you're looking for something, you just look at the label. But picking covers has been interesting. But if you want to be a part of that as well, just go to our Facebook page. Go to all of my shit's Facebook pages, by the way. Had a good Christmas this year. I took the family to Colorado. I don't ski, and I have terrible knees. For those of you who do not know, I have had a couple of knee surgeries, and it's just one of those things. It's not worth it to me to risk it. Although I will say that like that's my first time to really be around the whole skiing thing, and that shit looks fun. Like I do wish that I would have been exposed to that as a child, or a teenager or whatever, you know, whenever it is that people start skiing. But my kids did it and they freaking loved it. My daughter, of course, who is almost 9, took to it as she does, quickly. She, is one of those kids that just sort of can do whatever it is she wants. And Jack did really well too, but you know, I mean, he's 5 years old. So it's just like, you know, they were basically just putting him on this little hill and then he would ski down like while the guy was like in front of him or whatever. And then they put the kids on this little conveyor belt and your child just sort of stands there and it takes them right back up the hill and they go down again. And so it was fun. And then we did, you know, that everybody else went ice skating as well. I obviously didn't. Basically, here's what my job was for most of the trip was just to be the photographer. That's what I was there for. Keep up with the cameras. Make sure all the shit's charged. Download the photos when it's time. Make sure we got plenty of room. And then if anybody does anything remotely cute, take a picture of that shit. That was my job. I did a pretty good job, too. I took some good photos. And not like professional. I'm like not one of those dudes that like I don't have 15 lenses for my cameras. I do have camera envy when somebody has that. But I don't have the patience for that. I'm really bad at pretty much all. I'm good at electronic stuff, but only if it's easy. but the coolest thing that we did on this trip was we went mushing, which, we drove like an hour further into the mountains 'cause there wasn't any snow where we were. And, well, that's not true. We did two really cool things, other cool things. But my favorite was this mushing thing. And essentially, you just go dog sledding. And they put you in this little sled and they wrap you up it sort of zip you into it. It's just like me and then the wife in front of me and then and Jack in front of her. And then my daughter went with my in-laws in a sled. And it's cool, you know, I mean, they tell you about the sled. I mean, you're being pulled by freaking dogs in the snow. I mean, that shit is fun, you know? Like, I literally could have done that all day, every day. It was a blast. But on Christmas Eve, we did a Christmas dinner where we took, like, a horse ride. And it was supposed to be on a sleigh, but there wasn't enough snow. So, like, we took a horse ride in a wagon. And sang Christmas carols and shit, and then had like some dinner and in this like log cabin thing, and it was cool. It was fun. It was a really good trip. But my very first Christmas away from home, you know, like not being home. It was good. I liked it, and the kids were happy, and I ate way too much, of course, as we all do. But it was a good Christmas, much easier than the time I got stranded in the snow. But New Year's was good as well. I got really, really, really drunk. But luckily we were staying in a hotel. So I, you know, by the time the ball dropped, I think I was up to like 12:15. I was probably in my pajamas 5 minutes after the ball dropped. That's true. This is such as me. Now I'm really sounding old, right? But anyway, happy holidays, everybody. I'm not going to get crazy and make this podcast an hour long, just simply because I have no agenda here. I did want to get something out there and wish you all a happy new year. Let you know that I'm super excited about all of the things that I have coming up. If you're not following me on the Twitters, please do JARET2113. And, I do have a, artist Facebook page, search Jarrett Reddick, but also please check out what Bowling for Soup is doing. People on Vacation, Jarinus, Built by Ninjas, Crappy Records. I will have some Crappy Records announcements actually coming up. We are back and mobilized and planning a nice little summer compilation. And if you know a band that might want to be a part of that, we're going to leave two spots for up and comers. So, if that interests you or your band or your friend's band or whatever, then just go to Crappy Records on Facebook and like it, and we'll be getting the info out very soon. I honestly think that's about all I got. So, I'm going to say goodbye. One of my things for 2012 is to try to do at least one podcast a month, if not two. We'll see how that goes. I'm not sick right now, which is good, because I was sick during like the first 12 podcasts, so I think I've turned over a new leaf, and am excited to do more of this stuff. So, lots happening. Thank you guys for listening. I'm not really sure I even fucking said anything, but hey, you know what? 30 minutes. It's not like I sat here and for an hour. I love you.
Hey everybody, this is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast.